you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Are you rejoicing today, friend? Are you being glad in it? Of course you are. Hey, happy Thursday. This, of course, July the 17th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. How are you? It is so good to be spending some time with you today. And oh, it has been a cooler week, hasn't it? A much, much cooler week. Actually, it's been quite nice. I've been enjoying it. I love the hot weather. I don't like any cold weather, but this week has just been... it's been a blessing. It really has. Had the chance to open the windows a little bit at work and open the windows in the house. Nice little breeze coming in. I'm enjoying it. I pray it's the same for you as well. Well, tonight's the night. From 6 to 8:30, you're invited to a very special event. It's the Understanding Israel Night tonight at Community E-Free Church of Muhammad, Route 47 and Riverbend Boulevard. And this is just open to anyone who's interested in our trip to the Holy Land. And just a great educational night as well of understanding the culture and understanding God's chosen nation, Israel. And we're actually getting ready for that trip later on this year in November, November 6th through the 15th. And there's a special early bird pricing deadline, July 31st. So prayerfully consider about joining us for this very special Great News Radio Israel tour. Again, November 6th through the 15th, special 10-day trip. And the trip is going to be intentionally paced to allow time for learning, reflection, and revelation. Give you time to soak it all in. So if you're interested in attending that, come on out to our Understanding Israel event tonight at Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad, Route 47 and Riverbend Boulevard in Muhammad tonight from 6:30 to 8. If you're listening to this right now during the evening rebroadcast, come on out anyways. Love to have you. For more details on the Israel trip, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, or you can call Karen in the office. She'll send you out a information and prayer packet, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up this Saturday, you're invited to a special prayer breakfast meeting for the National Day of Prayer Task Force, Saturday at 9 o'clock. Going to be meeting at Denny's Restaurant in Champaign, the one on 702 West Town Center Boulevard, that location. And the prayer focus is actually going to be on the Village of Rintoul. And this is open to anyone who wants to pray and enjoy some great fellowship. You don't have to RSVP, just show up. Or you can call Brother Bob, who's in charge of this all, 217-480-6671, 217-480-6671. And in fact, Bob, who oversees the National Day of Prayer Task Force right here in the area, he sent me a public service announcement request maybe well over a year ago. And we got to talking a little bit. Never met the guy, but he and my dad are really good friends. So my dad lives all the way up in Chicago. So small world, it really is. So yeah, to get more information again for the special prayer breakfast meeting this Saturday, 9 o'clock, call Brother Bob at 217-480-6671. It sure is a small world. Well, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about God's character. Boy, we can talk about that forever and ever and ever. I mean, there's just so much to say about God's character. But today we're going to be taking a look at God's love and how his love should motivate us to love others. And I know that sounds all poetry type sappy stuff, but are there people in your life that are unlovable? Well, we're going to talk about how to love the unlovable today, right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled,
Right. You know, Fred, there is power behind the throne. I mean, great leaders in history rarely stand alone. Whether you study ancient kings or modern movers and shakers in the business world, there's often someone or several people standing in the background to give advice and counsel. Like the president has a cabinet, people to back him up. And such people have such a power and influence that isn't openly seen, but is sure as felt. Now, friend, you may not be a king, but there is power that motivates and influences your actions and your behaviors. Like love, which is probably the most potent mover and shaker in our lives. Because we discover in God a love that endures, a love that persists no matter what, and a love that always seeks our best. The book of 1 John helps you and me to discover the beauty of God's love. A love that is poured out on us so that his love can pour, watch this now, through us. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And the Apostle John wrote this letter to encourage believers, to lead them to avoid sin and false teaching and help them know that they have eternal life. But the topic of love permeates in this short book. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we may live through him. Verse 10, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. You know what, friend? We were created with the capacity to love and be loved. Did you know that? Well, God has graciously given us many ways to know and experience this unconditional acceptance and affection from friends, family, or even a spouse. Our need for love is truly filled only by God himself. Did you hear that today, friend? Our need for love is truly filled by God himself. There are folk today, there are people today that have a God-sized void in their heart, and they're looking to fulfill it in ungodly ways. Our need for love is truly fulfilled only by God himself. God is love, the Bible says. God is love. And without a relationship with God, we will always feel a void deep in our hearts. Did you know that? If we don't have a relationship with God, we will always feel a void deep in our hearts, and many people try to fulfill it in ungodly ways. You know, it's a great gift to discover God not only has love and gives love, but the Bible says that he is love. So God's love empowers us to love ourselves and others. Now, can I be real for a second now? Have you ever tried to love somebody who's unlovable? Can I get an amen? Anybody? Oh, yeah. There are some people that are just hard to love. Bible says that our genuine love for one another indicates that we are God's children. Okay. But this person is so hard to love. How do you love that person? You know what, friends? Sadly, not everyone is easy to love. Not even us. I mean, this passage teaches us that our love for one another is not something that springs out of our own natural goodness. Verse 7 says that we should love one another, for love comes from where? It comes from God. For Christians, a loving spirit is a byproduct of a new birth in Christ. See, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior in life, his Spirit dwells in us. The Spirit of God makes us new creations, and it is by his presence, it is by the presence of God's Holy Spirit that his love flows through us. You know, naturally, friend, naturally, here's what I'm saying, naturally in the flesh, there are some people in your life that you will never love. It is too hard. It is too difficult. Naturally in the flesh, there are some people in your life that you will never love naturally in the flesh. But it is by and through the Holy Spirit, though, friend, that enables us to love those who are unlovable. Did you know that? Oh, yes. It is by and through the Holy Spirit that enables us to love those who are unlovable. We hear time and time again of people's testimonies, or hearing something on TV or on Christian radio of somebody giving a testimony where they forgive an offender who murdered a family member. Bible calls us to forgive. How do you forgive somebody who's done something like that to you or your family? It doesn't come naturally, friend. It is by and through the Holy Spirit that enables us to love those who are unlovable. See, it is through the Holy Spirit, friend, that reminds us what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, to pray for your enemies. It is through the Holy Spirit that will soften our hearts toward that person. It is through the Holy Spirit that will remind us that what the person did to us is absolutely nothing compared to the sin we committed against a holy God. It is by and through the Holy Spirit that enables us to love those who are unlovable. This love is not from us, but from God himself, friend. So if there's somebody in your life today that is just a thorn in your side, tap into God's power, friend. Tap into God's power. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. I'm going to leave a helper. I'm going to leave a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And he intends for love's transformative power to flow toward even the most despicable people, not just those in the family of God. And you know what? To make himself clear, the writer John reiterated this truth by saying that if we don't allow God to love others through us, then we personally don't know him. Ouch.
Ooh.
Man, that's one of those tough scriptures right there. I don't know about you. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 says, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." You know, we know about the love of God because he showed his love towards us. And it's kind of interesting that God did not merely tell us about his love, he showed it. When God wanted to inform us about who he is and what he's like, he came in person. He came in a human body that was both fully divine and fully human, the God-man Jesus Christ. Did you know Jesus is the only 200% person who ever walked the world? 100% man and 100% God. And God sent Christ as the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And as the Messiah, Jesus offered his life crucified as the only possible propitiation for all of our sins, which is a holy payment that satisfies the righteous anger of God. When God sent his Son to become the sacrifice for our sins, he substituted Jesus' perfect payment for sin in place of our imperfect and inadequate life. In doing so, atonement was made, making all who receive this gift of salvation at one with God. John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so what? He loved you, and he loved me, that he sent his one and only Son." It was motivated by love, friend. It was completely motivated by love. Some people say that the greatest force in the universe is gravity and all these other scientific terms. I say it's the love of God. That's the most powerful force in the entire universe. Don't let the love of God stop with you, friend. Don't let it stop with you. Let it flow through you to love those who may just be unlovable.
El Shaddai, El Kumkona Adonai, we
Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai,
yes, that's right, El Shaddai, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Fred's, right here on Great News Radio. That's right, friend, don't forget, as you go about your day today, remember that the world will know us by our love. Amen. Well, friend, don't forget, coming up tonight, it's the Understanding Israel event at the Community E-Free Church in Mahomet tonight from 6:30 to 8. Hope you can join us for that. Again, this evening from 6:30 to 8. And if you're listening to this in the evening for the rebroadcast, you can still come on out. We would love to have you join us. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.